Another round of locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. We start here with Donovan West. It's brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. We're joined now by the girls' coach. That is Perry Smith. And, Coach, a lot to get to. Hard to believe we're at the end of the regular season, but let's talk about that regular season finale. Really good one in overtime. You guys come up on the left side of it, though, 51-48 at Troy. Always a battle there when you go play there. Always a tough place to play. Just kind of give us a few thoughts and takeaways from that OT loss to close the regular season.
Well, you know, first off, I want to give Troy a lot of credit. You know, I thought they played hard and played really, really, really well. So to their credit, I thought they did a good job. We just missed some shots. You know, I thought we had good looks. Missed some open shots and stuff, but overall, you know, I wasn't displeased. I thought our effort was great. I thought we defended really pretty well. It just come down to making some shots, and they made a few more than we did, and like I said, to their credit, I thought they played really, really, really well.
Again, it's hard to believe, you know, we're at this point. The regular season is done. Now you're setting your sights on Substate with the first round matchup coming up this week, and we'll certainly talk about that, but you know, obviously last year, the big-time success, winning the state championship, you lost a very nice core of seniors who kind of led that charge, and you certainly had some good players with experience back, and, you know, you sit here at 12-9, you go above 500 in league play. The league is always so good, and, you know, no exception again this year, but how would you assess 23-24 coming off that state title run, you know, last year in terms of the regular season here?
Well, you know, Brandon, I feel this. You know, we have a nice team. I think the league is really balanced. I think there's a lot of good teams, and probably at the top, I don't remember it being as athletic and good as it is right now. I think there's just a lot of really good teams, and I think the postseason will bear that out. You know, also, when you come off a state title, and I probably didn't take this into consideration enough, when you go out, win a state title, you come out and you're everybody's state tournament. And I'll give a lot of teams credit to that. I mean, I think we've seen the best in some teams this year that, and it's been good for us. We are a battle tested group that goes and competes hard every night and sees the team's best shot, gets their best shot. You know, We feel like we're as good as anybody, and we also feel like Substate, we're right up there where we want to be. So, you know, we're a confident group and a group that'll be ready here at postseason.
But you certainly want to be battle tested, and you know, Centralia, the top seed, they'll get a bye. They'll play next week. They'll get the winner of Troy and Onega. Obviously, very familiar with those teams from the TVL, but you add a two seed like Burlingame, who's got one of the best players in the state. You guys are going to get the six seed in Northern Heights. You guys are the three seed. How much have you dug into Northern Heights? You guys play Friday night, but how much do you know about them? What's kind of the expectations and kind of game plan for this one in that first round?
Well, we're just getting started on Northern Heights. So, you know, I haven't dug into them too much yet, the way the setup is for the 1A Substate, you know, you play on this Thursday or Friday, and then you wait a whole nother week and play another, you know, wait till the next Thursday or Friday. So we don't have any games early in the week. So I don't mind playing this first round game. We did this a year ago as well. Otherwise you're off for like a week and a half here. So, we haven't dug into Northern Heights a lot yet, but we will the next 2 days, and get into them and get ourselves ready and try to be in a position where we're ready to go for the rest of the season and Friday night will be a good contest for us, get back on the court and get the taste of what happened last night out of our mouth, hopefully.
Regular season is done. Substate is here for Donovan West and the D West girls on Friday night will take on Northern Heights. They will host that game 3-6 matchup in the first round of that Substate. Coach, again, congrats on the success this season. Appreciate all the time, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.